Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that. So we're going to begin talking about, once again, continuing our conversation about financing, industrial financing, building blocks, and the solutions that you, industrial professionals, industrial companies, industrial individuals that are looking for capital, you need to listen to these podcasts because they are extra special, provided by an individual that's extra special as well, Keith McCaslin. He's been knocking it out of the park. So let's get going. Thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You industrial professional juggernaut, whatever you want to call yourself, you're changing the world. And I can only appreciate that. And thank you very much. I'm honored as I always am. Okay, once again, we're going to be talking about, you know, the building blocks, the components associated with acquiring capital. So let's just be candid here. You need capital. You need to have access to that capital. You need to be able to have that capital because you want to be able to expand your business, leave that legacy. You want that. So this series is dedicated to figuring that out. Okay, we started with, you know, repairing your credit. We talked about unsecured loans, the next podcast, which is a great program as well. Great rates on that. And now, you know what we're going to be talking about? We're going to talk about industrial leasing. And so, Keith, thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about that industrial leasing.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Hey, leasing is an important aspect for financing because, as we've talked about in the other podcasts, you know, as a business owner, when you're in an industry, you need to make sure that you have cash available for those rainy days. So leasing gives you a nice alternative rather than using your cash or your line of credit, you know, for, say, an equipment investment. If you've got to buy machinery, heavy equipment, IT hardware, software, servers, you know, for your technology or even your security systems, all those items can be leased. But I think the key thing that our listeners need to understand today is they're going to hear two different terms. There's an operating lease and there's a capital lease. And the two are very different and very specific in the way that the IRS looks at those and the accounting treatments of each. So today, let's talk about each and kind of break them down independently, okay?
Yep.
First, let's talk about an operating lease. You know, that's kind of like you're renting. The payments are considered an operational expense, and the asset stays off your balance sheet. However, in contrast, a capital lease is more like a loan. So the asset is being treated like it's owned by the lessee, so it stays on the balance sheet, okay?
So you know, I would some clarification. So
sure.
One of the things that is sort of interesting to me is, let's say I'm a farmer, and I've got acreage, and I've got, I've always seen, you're never seeing equipment that's out on a farm that's dilapidated. It's pretty significant equipment that's, you know, doing what it needs to do out in that field. That is that more like an operational lease? Because I'm just leasing from John Deere, let's say. And I'm not coming up with the millions and millions and millions of dollars that are necessary to buy that asset. Makes no sense.
Okay. Here's where our friends in the IRS come into play, okay?
Ooh.
All right. Typically, it'd probably be more like a capital lease because there are four criteria that if the equipment meets any one of these four criteria, okay, that it becomes a capital lease, okay? Okay? Number one, okay? For the ownership. Ownership of the asset is shifted to the lessor, okay? At the end of the lease, it shifts over to the lessee. That means if I'm the farmer, I'm leasing the equipment from Caterpillar, okay?
Yeah.
Caterpillar owns it to the very end. At the end of the lease, it becomes mine. If that's a circumstance, it's a capital lease, okay? Number two, if what they call a bargain price option. So I'm the farmer. If I'm leasing that asset, at the end of the lease, I get to buy it for a dollar or a below market value. That makes it a capital lease. The third thing is the term of the lease. If the lease term encompasses 75% of the useful life of the asset, so if you say that that piece of equipment has got a five-year life and you get a five-year lease, guess what?
Yeah.
It's a capital lease.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, the present value. You know, the minimum lease payments required over the life of the lease are at least 90% of the fair value since the inception of the lease. Guess what?
Yeah.
it's capital. A capital lease. So those are kind of the four criteria you have to keep in mind to say, is this a capital lease or not?
What's the benefit of a capital lease? I mean, what are we talking about? If I'm, why?
Well, you know, typically it's the difference is with a capital lease, all you're able to write off against your taxable income is going to be the interest portion of the lease, okay? Because it sits on your balance sheet, it gets depreciated, okay? So you're writing off the interest portion of the capital lease against your net income. But again, it's more in terms of benefit, it's more of the four criteria that determine where it is.
But the real benefit is I'm not having to tap into my you know cash reserves to try to buy something outright. I'm sort of shifting that over to the leasee or whatever.
Right. Because what you're doing is just making either a monthly or quarterly or however you have it set up, or annual payment. You know, you're not having to spend your total capital. If that piece of equipment's a $250,000 combine, you're not spending the $250,000 in that combine. You know, you're out there just making those monthly payments just like you would a car payment.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
All right. So, you know, again, those four criteria that I just went through, and Scott, I know you're going to publish it so people can read those.
I want to make sure you understand the four criteria will be out there on industrialtalk.com on this particular podcast. And to sort of reiterate, the criteria for a capital lease incorporates from our perspective, four components: ownership, bargain price options, lease terms, and present value. And they're going to be out there with the definitions.
Yeah. And like we said, any one of those is a trip point. Doesn't have to be all four. Any one makes those a capital lease.
Got it.
Okay. Now the operating lease, on the other hand, Scott, you know, you're basically making a lease payment, which is an expense every month on an operating lease, and therefore reduces your operating income and of course lowers your tax liability because you're taking it as a monthly expense. So if you do not hit any one of those four criteria, you can look at an operating lease versus.
What's an example of an operating lease?
You know, it can be any of it. An operating lease really can involve any of the different type investments we just talked about. Uh-huh. But again, it's kind of an accounting treatment. Uh-huh. It goes back to those four criteria. You know, if you're outside of those four criteria, then you can do an operating lease. But again, you think about those four criteria, sometimes it's pretty tough to get around those.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. Now, what would be the benefits of outside of, you know, so I have an option to be either a capital or operating lease. What is a recommendation here?
You know, it really depends on your business situation, what works best for you. You know, if you have got all, you know, if you can qualify for an operating lease, obviously you're going to reduce your taxable income because you're taking that expense every month versus the capital lease only being able to write off the interest portion of the loan.
Right.
So it really depends on the business. They really, our recommendation would be get with your tax advisor, you know, get with the company that you want to purchase equipment from, you know, and then and talk about how does this really meet your needs? Because we can work with you in terms of financing. You know, Midas Financial, it does not care. We're not captive to any equipment manufacturer. We'll finance and lease, you know, through any manufacturers, any partnerships you have, and try and create that flexible leasing program for you. You know, and again, it covers the gamut. You know, if you've got an industrial business, you're looking at, you know, machinery. Could be some heavy equipment for outdoor excavating. IT. How many times do you hear about businesses, I really need to upgrade my IT system? You know, IT can also be leased. Software can be leased. Service can be leased. You know, you get into healthcare, doctor's offices, you know, on the side, you know, the technology for healthcare can be leased. And finally, look at, you know, hey, I've got a big facility. I need to put a security system in place. You know, that's another example of something that can be leased. So it covers the gamut.
Yeah. And what's interesting, companies who provide leasing options, I mean, they're incentivized to be able to provide that because not everybody's going to have, and use that as an example, the medical industry. I mean, some of that stuff is just truly expensive. And to be able to gear up a medical office, I mean, that's a sizable amount of capital that is necessary. And of course, companies who manufacture x-ray machines or whatever, they're going to want to deploy their x-rays machines. And that's why there's an incentive for them to work with you.
Yeah. You know, and Exactly right. You know, and the Midas team can work with you. We can put together a competitive quote, you know, designed to fit whatever your needs and your budgets are. You know, select your equipment. We can help develop what the fair market value is, the pricing, whether it be monthly, quarterly, annually, and put all the options together for you and help you choose the right leasing program. So there are a lot of options available. I think the key thing is working together, developing that strategy, seeing what your needs are, looking at your budget, what are the equipment you want to purchase, and, you know, put together a plan. The whole thing is let's work together and help you grow your business. That's
fantastic.
Fantastic.
Well, Keith, we're going to wrap this session up. We're talking industrial leasing here. Now, you listeners out there, stay tuned. We will be right back after the break, and we're going to just talk about how to get a hold of Keith and his team. But this is something that is very interesting to you, because I'm telling you, it is. So stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line, and that you could be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon, and be safe out there. All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners, that was Keith McCaslin. That's Keith McCaslin. Put that in your notebook. And you know where you can find him? That is Keith. That's K-E-I-T-H at Midas-Financial.com. And you know what else? On this particular podcast at industrialtalk.com, you'll find all the information you need to make sure that you are getting all the components associated with industrial leasing. And I'm telling you right now, you need to reach out. Reach out to Keith McCaslin. You can find him out there on LinkedIn. All this information's out there on industrialtalk.com. For me personally, so glad, so honored that you joined us for the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're here. This platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professional, and making sure that you are a success. And the content that we want to provide, that we've been providing, is always focused on you and your success. So thank you very much again. Go out to that podcast. That's Keith McCaslin. That is what we're talking about. Industrial leasing. Get all the scoop and reach out to that gentleman, because he knows what he's talking about. You, everybody out there, be safe, and we will be back with another great podcast for you industrial professionals. So take care.